They're struggling a bit, but they're still a real good offense. I mean, they have a pretty good defense as well. And we know if we don't come in and do the things we need to do, that we can be beaten. So we have to make sure that doesn't happen.
RG3 is still capable of making all the plays and throws. You definitely want to keep him in the pocket, a guy like that, because I mean, he's able to make, you know, plays with his legs. He's shown that all last year.
Once again, it's a great challenge, and we look forward to those yellows every week. They have two big dogs on the outside, so we're going to have fun going up against those guys this week.
Yeah, the Washington Redskins are off to an 0-3 start for the first time since 2001. They are going to be a dangerous and desperate football team on Sunday, to be sure. Welcome back to our Silver and Black Show. Greg Papa with the head coach of the Raiders, Dennis Allen. They don't want to go 0-4, Coach. They're going to come at you hard on Sunday.
Yeah, absolutely. And you would expect that in any NFL game, that whoever you're playing, they're going to come at you hard. And you know, this team was a playoff team last year, so they've got a lot of talent on their team. They've got a lot of explosiveness on offense. They're very aggressive on defense. And they're solid in the kicking game. So, you know, I try not to look too much at records. I pay more attention to what I see on the tape, and this is still a good football team.
Robert Griffin III took the league by storm last year, coming back after a terrible knee injury. What have you seen from him week to week as he develops now, trying to come back off the injury?
Well, I think you've seen him get a little bit more comfortable with it as he's gone through week one to week two to week three, and he's beginning to get a little bit more comfortable. They're running him with the football a little bit more often. They did that a little bit last week. So, you know, I think we'll have to, you know, kind of see how the game plan unfolds as far as how much they try to run the football with him. But, you know, anytime he's got the ball in his hands, he's a threat to do something with it.
When you look at their defense and you see the numbers, they've given up 1,464 yards the first three games of the year. And I look at their roster, Barry Cofield's a terrific player, Ryan Kerrigan, Brian Arakpo, D'Angelo Hall. They have talent on that side of the ball. What's going on with them on defense?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, they've had a few breakdowns, which have given up some explosive plays. But I think when you look at last week's game, they were a lot more solid. They played the run a lot better last week. I've played against Jim Haslett before, and he's a very aggressive coach, and sometimes, you know, when they're hot, they're pretty tough to deal with.
They've been a little sloppy in their secondary with tackling from what I've seen. And Denarius Moore had a tremendous game for you Monday night in Denver, Coach, one of the best games he's had in his career. And what have you seen from Demo? Because the game before, he gets targeted twice, doesn't catch a ball, and then on Monday night, he's your go-to guy.
When you get the opportunities, it's taking advantage of those opportunities and making the plays. And he was able to do it on a big stage on a Monday night game. He had a great game for us. And now the challenge for Denarius is, can he continue to do that on a consistent basis? And he's got the ability to do it. He's got the talent to do it. You know, it's just about building that confidence to be able to do it.
On his 73-yard catch and run, Terrell Pryor, your quarterback, that may have been the best quarterbacking I've seen from him, the way he stepped up in the pocket, hit him over the middle on that little curl route, and just looked like he's beginning to get it as far as quarterbacking your team from the pocket.
Yeah, no question. He's developing a better pocket presence and the ability to throw out of the pocket, and that's what he's got to continue to work on and continue to – that's the part of his game that's got to continue to grow. And if he really develops that as a pocket passer and be able to see the defense, read the defense, put the ball in the right spots, he can be a real dangerous threat at the quarterback position.
Could be Pryor, could be Flynn, could be Darren McFadden at quarterback. I like that halfback pass. He's got a good arm.
Yeah, I think we're going to stick to turn around and running it with him more often than not. But yeah, I mean, it's just something you try to utilize all the tools that you have in your toolbox. And Darren's a guy that's done the Wildcat before. He's thrown the football before in college. So, you know, being able to use him in some of those roles and keep the defense honest.
He threw a touchdown on Monday. He ran for a touchdown, but his numbers were modest. 12 attempts, just 9 yards. Looking back at the film from Monday, why couldn't you get Darren going?
Well, I think the biggest thing is I don't think we control the line of scrimmage like we need to. And that's critical in any time you're trying to run the football, is you got to be able to control the line of scrimmage. So, you know, we've done a good job of taking a look at that and what we can do to try to get, you know, some running seams for Darren to be able to carry the ball more and be more effective. I think you also got to look at that game and realize that, you know, we got in a situation where we're playing catch-up mode, and it's hard to get a run game rhythm going when you're down that many points and you're chasing points.
Thanks, Coach. Good luck Sunday.
All right, thanks.
I don't really have a specific number I'm looking for, but I believe that in order to be a respected pass rush in this league, you have to reach double digits, and you know, that's what I want to be, as a respected pass rusher.
This is A Run to Remember. By 1983, defensive end Howie Long, a Raiders second-round draft pick in the 1981 NFL Draft, had made a name for himself as an aggressive player with a merciless demeanor.
I just know that in that point in time, he was an absolute monster. Maybe the best defensive end in football.
During what would later become only one season in his successful Hall of Fame career, number 75 recorded a whopping 13 quarterback sacks for the world champion Los Angeles Raiders.
I think it wasn't until I retired that I took a second and said, you know, I was pretty good.